And we are back now. More chitty-chatty just ahead with our guest, Deanna Spingola. And, Deanna, you heard what Ernie just brought up, in fact. And, Ernie, are you still there? I think he's gone.
I think he left. What did he say?
He's here. He's here. Hello,
oh, good.
Ernie.
Good.
Yes. I'm still here.
We're going to move along after this because we have other callers. But go ahead. Ask the question again specifically the way you wanted it asked. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll be very, very brief. There is a connection between Silverstein and Netanyahu, the former prime minister. And he had a recent visit with Cheney again. It was hidden from the media, reported by Joel Skousen in his World Affairs brief. But the Bush family, and I forget the name of the family members who had security responsibility in those buildings and at Dulles Airport.
That's Marvin Bush. He was in charge of security.
Right. Just, I hope you can get that into the article also, because it's the link, the connections between the political insiders.
Right.
Okay, Ernie, very good. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks. Thanks again for the call. Well, yeah, you've done extensive research on this Twin Towers situation, the 9/11 people, and the key here, Larry Silverstein. He is a key central figure to the entire policy of waging war in Afghanistan. As a result of the attacks of 9/11, here all of a sudden we have that Pearl Harbor event, as it was called, and the first thing we were told is we had to go after the Taliban, because the Taliban was responsible for housing and giving recognition to this Al-Qaeda network. And this Al-Qaeda network was a worldwide terror network that could strike anywhere, and we had to fight a worldwide war beginning in the Middle East, right?
Well, the CIA created the Al-Qaeda network back in 79.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Something that we created. But there were several things that happened as a result of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it killed nearly 3,000 unsuspecting people, destroyed the health of others. It created fear and insecurity in the American population. It helped the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to relinquish their money-losing property. It created vacant prime acreage for potential new money-making buildings. It financially benefited Larry Silverstein. It blanketed New York City with hazardous pollutants, creating prevalent health concerns without accountability or liability. See, when you have 19 supposed terrorists who allegedly did this, they're gone. Nobody can ask any questions. It wasn't anybody's fault. It was those guys, those bad people over there. So, of course, New York City is not responsible for the health of these individuals.
Well, wait a minute now. We have one guy who is the ringleader of all of this, and he confesses.
Right, but he's not available either. And he's a fat Osama bin Laden. He's not the real Osama bin Laden.
Well, what about Zakarias Moussaoui now? Come on. We've got him. We've got Zarqawi. We've got all these other people that just happened to make confessions and make videos and put them on the web and on the net. And, yeah, they back up everything that the government says.
If you torture somebody, they're going to say anything you want them to say. They'll confess to anything.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could torture George Bush and Dick Cheney and get them to confess to what they've done?
Oh my goodness. What a revelation
that would be. Wouldn't that be something?
What a revelation that would be.
It would work better than sodium pentothal, that's for sure.
Exactly. Or they take them into a tribunal, don't let them talk, and then kill them so they won't have anything to say, just like at the Nuremberg trials.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This whole scenario is such a play act. To me, it is so ridiculous. And preposterous.
Absolutely.
I mean, it sounds like an amateur job right from the beginning, and I think, really, that's exactly what it was intended to be. We'll be right back with you, Deanna. Thank you, our guest, and our callers, 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. Example, in 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back, and we are taking calls, yes, indeed. But we're also spending a little extra time tonight with our guest, who is a great writer, a columnist on newswithviews.com. She has her own website as well, Deanna Spingola, and her own website is www.spingola.com. Now, Spingola is spelled S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A. Is that right, Deanna?
That's right.
Wow, I got it right. Okay, good. You know what's interesting also is, you know, this Cheney call upon BYU just out of a, quote, blue sky, you know, that Professor Jones was well-respected at, by the way, by many of his colleagues and students, and he began questioning the whole chain of events, the illogic and the physical impossibility.
Hello?
Are you still with me? Did we lose?
Hello?
I think we lost her.
Oh, there we are.
Okay, here we are. Okay. Well, we're getting a lot of rainstorms, and it's affecting my own lines. So I don't know if it's affecting us or not. But anyway, what's interesting, Deanna, is in May of 2001, was it? I think just a few short months before the tragedy, by presidential order, Cheney was given this direct control over all of the NORAD war game operations, wasn't he?
Right.
I mean, it was
exactly
placed in his lap.
Right.
And what does that mean? What does that mean and why? Yeah, those are two very important questions.
At the same time that the lawsuit was closed off and the Port Authority lost, then by presidential order, Cheney was handed direct control of all the war game and drill operations. He was in charge of overlapping NORAD drills and war games on the morning of 9/11. This prevented the standard operating procedure from being implemented. And in the previous
year, we should say what the standard operating procedure is, by the way.
Okay. immediately the FAA notifies NORAD, and it is the military that orders a procedure. In other words, they don't shoot people down. They go out and they guide a plane that is off course, guide it down, or
they escort it.
Right.
I think they like the word escort.
That's a good word. They escort it and prevent it from flying into airspace that it's not supposed to fly into. And in fact, 10 years prior to 9/11, they didn't even allow airplanes around the towers. And then all of a sudden, we have, on the morning of 9/11, it's okay.
Yep.
Somehow it's okay to fly there now.
Exactly.
And So
Dick Cheney was in charge of taking control of the whole NORAD system now.
Right.
And he was involved with the command. And I believe now the command center was in Building 7, by the way.
Right.
In New York City.
423.
Right. Exactly. And Building 7 also was taken down, not by an airliner, but by controlled demolition.
Exactly.
And this was admitted to be the case.
And Silverstein said, right before it happened, and it happened in 7 seconds, but he said, yeah, let's go ahead and pull it. Now, it takes days and days to set up demolition charges, especially in a 47-story building.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time and days. It takes expertise. Not everybody can do this. In fact, Controlled Demolition, the company that came in and cleaned up the mess, is one of the few companies that can do that. Now, they were in charge of cleanup for 9/11. They hauled away the 30-foot steel beams. They were all 30 feet long, which was very handy. It was very convenient because they just happened to fit onto the 30-foot truck beds. They were just the right size. And so they could haul them away. They also hauled away the mess from the bombing of in 1993 in Oklahoma City. So perhaps they have some sort of a government contract or some kind of, you know.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, here the all of the steel was shipped to China, China, out of the country. Evidence from the crime scene was removed by the Bush administration, New York City officials, and so forth, so that it could not be analyzed right here where the crime took place.
Right.
That
FEMA took
adds
over
suspicion.
The whole thing.
Yeah, FEMA.
Right.
Right.
And they were in charge. The government was in charge of the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, since they already knew what happened, they didn't have to do any investigation. They didn't have to look at the evidence. They didn't have to take samples. They just hauled it away, sold it away. Nobody could go in and touch anything. The government was in charge. And very interesting that the people that perpetrated the crime also investigated it.
Well, it's
in my opinion.
That's a standard operating procedure, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
It is.
Let's take another call. Robert in Utah is next on the program. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Deanna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've been quiet for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a radio talk show in the Salt Lake area.
Mm-hmm.
But some people think I asked too many questions, so I was pulled off the air. Imagine that.
Oh.
But you've been approaching a couple of things, and I wanted to kind of go there with you, if that's okay.
Sure.
I noticed I've been watching some things, and I've been trying to connect the dots. And, you know, if they don't all connect well tonight, maybe they will down the road. But I wanted to point a few things out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the dots, I believe, is that it was President Bush that made a visit to Salt Lake, and he visited with the president of the LDS Church, and it was the very next day that Stephen Jones was told by the church leaders to step down.
No kidding.
It was on a Saturday, Sunday that Bush came into town, and it was on the next Monday that Stephen Jones was told to step down.
Well, of course, the government would want to get rid of him.
But it's interesting is Bush is making a visit to what? The LDS Church, right?
Yeah.
And then you were speaking earlier about that Bush is already set to speak at the
St. Vincent
Catholic Church, right?
Right.
I believe there's other media people like me in other places that I have had contacts with, In fact, what I am known for is doing the last interview with Bill Cooper. I did that a couple years ago. Okay?
Really?
What's your name, Bob?
They call me RJ.
RJ, huh? Okay.
And it became known around the world, and people wanted copies of that interview, and that's some of my notoriety.
Yes.
But there are some other things I've been following for a long time.
Sure.
But I think that there's some connection here, and so I want to point out the connection and just want to know what you think about it, okay? I believe that there is a Vatican and LDS Church connection. And I believe, you know, you got to ask the question, what if, right? You got to be asking questions, always asking questions.
Think outside the
I believe that there is Jesuit involvement, right, by the Vatican. And I believe there is Jesuit involvement in the LDS Church. I believe that there is an agreement. It's not a public agreement. It's a quiet agreement between the Catholic and the LDS Church. So what I'm saying is I don't think that there is a separation between church and state. I think when you and I take a look at the actions of President Bush or the House and the Senate, I think that they take marching orders not from you and me. They take marching orders from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I believe the marching orders they get is from the Vatican and the Jesuit priests. And I also believe that the Catholic Church, that's where they take their marching orders from, and that's where the LDS Church gets their marching orders from, is from these Vatican Jesuit priests. Now, I can't prove all this, okay? But I'm saying is there's some dots, and I'm trying to connect them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I see with the last pope that passed away, you've got the heads of every country going back to kiss the ring of, you know, say their hellos. And then you've got the new Vatican, you know, head of the Vatican, Pope, come in. And I'm thinking, why? Why is everyone stopping everything? You know, it's really nice and convenient. I'm just saying, I believe there's more to it. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's more to it. These things aren't just a convenience. These things aren't just a nicety between different countries. Absolutely, I believe the Vatican operates as though it is its own country, and all the other countries around the world bow down to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are, in the context of one world order, right,
mm-hmm.
there is a one world government, a one world faith, one world economy. And I believe these connections, these visits by President Bush to the LDS Church, and the next day Stephen Jones being told to stand down.
Now, what day was that, do you know?
It was on a Saturday, Sunday.
In January?
You know, offhand, I couldn't tell you which month.
But you know it was the next day, for sure.
It was the next day. I remember watching it happen, and it absolutely amazed me that it was the very next day that Stephen Jones was told to stand down.
I always felt that that there was, of course, BYU is a private institution, but they do depend on some funding to fund some of the research and whatnot.
And they are a tax-exempt church, and they
right.
are a tax-exempt school.
Right.
And let's face it, where there's tax exemption, there's control.
Right.
The money that funds BYU comes from things like tithing from the membership, okay?
Right.
But there's more that goes on. From what I understand, a mortgage was put on what is known as Temple Square. That's the land that surrounds Temple Square. When Heber J. Grant was president of the LDS Church, he put together a mortgage and did it through Chase Manhattan Bank back east. And
that's
I believe
that
there is an agreement still in place that when people pay their tithing money, it goes through the Chase Manhattan Bank.
All right. Hey, Robert, I appreciate the call. You've given us more to consider, more on the plate. Thank you very much. We'll have to take a break, though. Time is running away with us. We'll be back with more calls in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
What a night. What a night. Are you having fun tonight, Deanna?
I am.
Well, this I'll have you remember, in case you didn't, is Friday the 13th.
I know. I thought of that.
Is Friday the 13th? No, but it's interesting that all of these things are coming out on this program tonight. Friday the 13th edition of Uncensored. How's that, huh?
Right.
Isn't that interesting? And the last caller brought up some interesting points. I don't know, like you said, that you can back up any of them, but we do have evidence that we can back up certain things, and we can back up the tie with Dick Cheney, with George Bush, with the Carlyle Group, with Unocal, with the Israeli government, with the Netanyahu faction, with the Silversteins. There's a paper trail there that's pretty obvious.
Oh, absolutely.
And no one in the so-called heavy media would dare talk about it because they know it would cost them their jobs, or maybe even their lives. There have been a lot of journalists that have been snuffed out, you know, in the war in Iraq. A lot of them have been snuffed out, and you remember who some of the first ones were on the so-called hotel there in Baghdad.
Right.
And it's just amazing how today this administration, more than any that I can think of, maybe even more than Roosevelt's, has really commanded a police state in America.
Oh,
where, I mean,
dictatorship.
No question about it. There is none whatsoever in my mind. Let's take another call.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello, you're on the air, fellas.
Thank you. We're having some difficulty, I think. I don't know what it is, but I'll be brief. I would like your comment, Rick, and Deanna's after I finish. I'm going to quote from a soldier's protest that was written by a young man at the age of 21 in 1972.
Yes.
Okay, and it says, "The military will be rendered unfit for war."
Mm-hmm.
It will be used in forced totalitarian government made a part of the UN peacekeeping forces. No soldier is obliged to serve revolutionaries, opportunists, and subversives, attempting to break all constitutional restraints on the power of government. The civilization crisis is a life and death struggle for world power, of the alien forces of international finance and the existence of the West, now weakened by liberal pacifism and moral decadence, and by treason to governmental, educational, religious institutions. Every officer and enlisted man has sworn allegiance to both the Constitution and the President. That oath of allegiance is exclusive now, and each must choose either to fight for the liberty of this republic or serve the corrupt oligarchy that intends to destroy it.
And I think your son had something to do with that, didn't he?
Yes, sir, that was my son.
Oh, my goodness.
Who served in Rhodesia.
That's right. He gave his life there in 1975. This is a quote from his personal journal.
And if he could see it now with a Mugabe dictatorship, huh?
Yes. Well, what about the genocide in Iraq?
Yes, or in South Africa, or everywhere, really. When you wherever the tentacles of American imperialism have taken place, along with the British Anglo-Zionist imperialists, there's always been suffering and destruction. And fortunately, your son, at least he did not die in vain. He died, unfortunately, but with him came this hope and promise that you have enunciated for us. And I appreciate that, Phyllis. As I've said to you before, I'm glad that you called tonight, because we need to hear more from people like yourselves.
Well, it's been 35 years now, and I think this is proof that my son's witness was not meant to die, because it contains both his personal Christian witness and the political truth.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Amen to that. What do you think about the 9/11 thing, Phyllis?
Well, it's everything you've said is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's the usual cover-up of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Deanna, did you have anything specifically you'd like to say in response to Phyllis?
What a shame. I'm so sorry for your loss. It's a terrible thing. And so many people have died in Iraq, our own military, and they're going over there with the best intentions. They are brainwashed into thinking that they are doing their patriotic duty, that they're fighting for our liberties, when in fact they're fighting for big business and for the cabal that, and they're going over and being exposed to depleted uranium. They come home ill. The government does not take care of these illnesses and even say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. It's all in your head. It's a tragedy. It really is a tragedy for the people who are fighting, for their families. There's so many victims in this, and certainly the government doesn't care for any of them.
Could I allude to that just a second?
Sure, sure, Phyllis.
The first Gulf War, I was living in Alabama, and I've told the story before, too, but
yes.
A young lady and I were attending meetings at the VA in Birmingham on behalf of the Gulf War vets, trying to get help for them and let them know how they were being deceived and not getting treatment and so on.
Yes.
And we were getting information to them and gaining their confidence, and we'd done that once a week for about 6 weeks. And
hang on, you hang on. All right, we'll have you complete the story, Phyllis. Stay where you are. We'll be right back with you and Deanna after this break, 3 minutes from now, on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Dear Phyllis, okay, all right, we're back. We're back. Yes, Phyllis, you may continue. You may continue with what you were saying. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Thank you for the time. And I just want to conclude the story here that a VA doctor left the room and come back with a security guard and took this gray-haired grandmother and my little girl that could be my daughter that was helping me out and took us out and confiscated our cassette tape. We were taping the that day.
Uh-huh.
We were interfering with the confidentiality of the veterans. I also picked up the mycoplasma.
Uh-huh.
So
well, look at how prophetic that has become now. And, you know, the scandal that Walter, the iceberg, and, you know, it has to be magnified thousands of times over
right.
What's being projected as today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Deanna, quickly, I would be very happy to send you a complimentary copy of my son's journal if you'd like one, if I could have
yes.
an address.
I would love that. Yes, I would.
Do you have a P.O. box that she could send
I
it to? Or
would you email me at deanna@spingola.com? And I would
I'm sorry, I don't have access to that.
All right,
oh.
I'll tell you what. You can leave it with my producer, whatever information
sure.
you have, and then I can do it.
That'd be great. That'd
okay,
be great.
And how and how she can get it. All right, very good. Thank you very
thank
much,
you
Phyllis.
Thank you for all the time. God
thank
bless.
You,
Amen.
God.
Amen. Wonderful,
you.
Wonderful person, and she's a real stalwart.
Oh.
She's no Dick Cheney, that's for sure.
That's
she's
for
a
sure.
patriot.
That's
let's,
for sure.
Let's continue with more callers. Gene in Texas now. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow.
It certainly is, isn't it, Gene? Good to
almost,
hear your voice.
I'm almost shedding some tears, literally, over that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I feel the same.
I would like to say that the 9/11 was a crime. It was not an act of war, and if it was the mass murder of almost 3,000 people, and if it had been investigated as a mass homicide instead of an act of war, they could not have gotten rid of any of the evidence there.
Right.
Now, the
right.
federal government did burn down the evidence of the Branch Davidians in 1993.
They sure did.
And, of course, they did away with the evidence of the federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995
mm-hmm.
and now
sure
with 9/11. A lot of people don't realize that a month before 9/11, almost a month before that time, in Johannesburg, South Africa, the United Nations of all organizations declared Israelite to be a racist Zionist country.
Mm-hmm.
And world sympathy was with the Arabs at that time. And after 9/11, world sympathy turned against the Arabs, and which led to the U.S. military doing Israelized dirty work in Iraq and maybe even in Iran and Syria, because Iraq was Israelized enemy, not America's enemy, as is Iran and Syria. And so the U.S. military, I believe, is just a mercenary military for Israeli. And in any crime, you have to realize that the people that did the crime were the ones that benefited from the crime.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Israeli benefited from this hideous crime of 9/11 more than any other people. And next, and maybe second on the list, would be Larry Silverstein. Now, did you say he leased those Twin Towers from the Port Authority, New York Port mm-hmm. Authority?
Yes, mm-hmm. he did.
So, therefore, he was a leasee. He was not an owner, basically, right?
Right. He had possession of building number 7 prior to that, but he did lease the Twin Towers from the Port Authority.
99-year lease.
Mm-hmm. And Eisenbeck, you said,
Eisenberg.
Was head of the chief of the Port Authority at the time.
Right. Chairman.
And he's kind of a good friend of the Bush family?
He is. Raised a lot of money.
So, again, we see we can connect the dots here as to who benefited,
mm-hmm.
as to who committed the crime.
Well, of course.
A lot of people say, how could people put explosives in the Twin Towers? Well, easy. I think Larry Silverstein, as the leasee, would have access to the buildings and could allow anybody in there to plant explosives. In fact, I think they were closed down for a couple of weeks right before 9/11, weren't they?
Not a couple of weeks, but they were closed down because they were doing some rewiring with the antenna mm-hmm. up on North Tower, and they took out all the dogs. The bomb-smelling dogs were taken out of the buildings. So there was adequate opportunity for them to lay the charges and wire everything up.
Well, it might have been a couple of days, and it wouldn't have taken that long to plant the explosives.
If you get 100 people going in there and doing the work, it would take 2 days, and I think that's the only – it was closed down for a couple of days.
Yeah, I made the mistake of saying a couple of weeks. It's a couple of days, but that's all the time, like you say, you would need for a lot of people to come in there with the aid of Larry Silverstein, the leasee,
sure.
who had keys to every access of the building to plant explosives. So that's
right.
the answer to that right there, as how the explosive could have been planted in a demolition-type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes,
so anyway, I just wanted to bring that comment that in a crime of this nature, which is a crime, it was a crime, not an act of war,
mm-hmm. sure.
That the people who benefited from that crime are usually the ones that did the crime.
Right. And Carlyle Group, Halliburton, Bechtel, Blackwater, a lot of people have benefited from that very hideous crime.
Kellogg, Root, Brown, the rest of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get to build a rack up that the U.S. Government destroyed.
We bombed them, then we're going to go in and reconstruct.
And steal the oil, by the way. That's the biggest theft in history.
Take over the pipelines in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting that Halliburton gets a... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And restore the poppy fields that were taken out by the Taliban.
Yep.
Isn't it
interesting that Halliburton gets a no-bid contract to do a lot of rebuilding work over there in Iraq?
They do. They sure do. And Dick Cheney still earns money every year from his stock options in Halliburton.
And don't think the Bush family hasn't benefited financially from this also.
Well, they have Carlyle Group, certainly, and that's a big defense contractor.
And what does the scripture say, Gene, about the love of money?
Mm-hmm.
The root of all evil.
Right.
And boy, I'll tell you, there's the truth right there.
Rick, in closing, I just want to say maybe you can educate Diana somewhat on this is nothing more than the people of Cain versus the Abrahamic descendants of Caucasian Israel and the Arabs also who are descendants from Abraham. This is really goes back to Genesis 3:15, Diana.
Yep.
And Rick can maybe
well, sometime
talk to you
about
we'll do
that. Yeah, right now we don't have time, but I will. And we'll have you back again, Gene, too. Thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Gene is very well versed in the scriptures, and we've been sending me a lot of material. We will have him back as a guest, too. But, yeah, he's right. And what we're saying is here is that you have to look for the most culpable. culpable people. And who are the most culpable people? Well, the people that benefit the most. And, certainly the Arabs didn't benefit from any of this. It was to their chagrin and certainly to their hurt. And we have established these bases now there. And again, we see Iraq disintegrating daily, as I believe Bush and Cheney intended it to disintegrate. This is not an accident. This is not a mistake. And for George Bush to get on TV with that sick, smirkish grin. And for him to say that, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, I'll admit there were a few mistakes made. That's like Charles Manson saying, yeah, I made a couple of errors in my crusade. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't wash. And George Bush is as guilty can be, as far as I'm concerned, just by his actions that we've seen. You know, the evidence was there right from the beginning that Cheney's office was going to the CIA daily, telling them to book the books.
Right. Figure out how to get Iraq connected to 9/11.
Exactly.
You know, there are still 25% of the population here in this country that believe that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11.
That doesn't surprise me at all. The power of suggestion and repetition and propaganda and psychobabble is just enormous in this country, and unfortunately, it is a power of the medium. Let's take another call for our guest, Deanna, and let's go to Omar in Michigan. Hello there, Omar.
Greetings and salutations.
And felicitations. Welcome.
Thank you. Rick Springmeier's book, Bloodline of the Illuminati,
uh-huh.
It explains a lot about that church infiltration thing. They infiltrate everything.
Right. They've been around for a long time, too.
Right. And
they have a lot of power.
That's right, and that's why they're able to manipulate things to their will. You know, we got to be the same way. You can't give up. You can't be disheartened. You know, you got to keep going forward with telling the truth no matter
what
they do.
Amen.
Right.
You know,
right.
Stomp them down. They bruise us in the heel, right? We bruise them in the head.
Even though
I didn't like Reagan, his wife said something I'll never forget. Just say no.
Right.
Hell no, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Well, I've been saying no to Bush ever since he came in, but he's still here.
More than just Bush. He's just a muppet.
You bet he is.
He's a puppet.
But he's a convenient puppet, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a convenient puppet.
Yeah, he is.
But we got to let him know we know who all of them is. 13 bloodlines.
I like that, Omar. You're a man of much research.
Put the spotlight on cockroaches, and they get out of it.
Yes, and then you exterminate them.
That's right. That's what
you're right.
We're going to try them and hang them because they're guilty of treason. They're guilty against crimes, against humanity.
Yes,
fake
yes, I believe you're
like
absolutely
AIDS
right.
And all of that, they're responsible for that.
Sure.
So much murder. I mean, anytime you could just brutally. I mean, September 11th, I got woke up. A friend of mine called me. Man, they done blew up New York. Turn on your TV. I'm sitting there watching people jump out the window.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jumping out off the side of the building, getting away from the fire and the smoke. You know, innocent people at work that ain't never did nothing to nobody, that don't make decisions that Al-Qaeda supposedly hate people for.
Right.
A guy told me a long time ago, terrorists need a lot of logistics. Terrorism is sponsored by the state.
Oh, absolutely. All terrorism is.
He was a communist, and I didn't agree with him, but I don't agree with terrorism.
Yes.
That's a cowardly, despicable act. Terrorists are cowardly and despicable, and to have them in your own government is the worst kind of thing I could even think imaginable, that they would, you know, Bush and them would plot something like this.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. We know from history they've done it. Wilson.
Even Nero did it.
Yeah, I mean, but in our own government's history, Wilson did it. We know about Pearl Harbor now being planned. Roosevelt doing everything he could to get the Japanese goaded into attacking us when the Germans wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's the same formula in history over and over. My goodness, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. Then they think we're so stupid. We so dumbed down, we can't see it.
That's right, Omar. But you're one of the
intelligence.
You're one of the bright ones, Omar.
Well,
thank you.
By the best.
Amen. Bless you for calling, Omar. Have
Thank
to run.
You.
Thank you.
You.
Thank you. Good, good, good man. All right, let's take Leslie in Virginia now. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, you got a great guest on tonight.
Oh, we do every night.
Thank you.
Every night. Well, just about every night we have a guest, but, you know, we can't do it all the time. But
I know. One didn't was late, that's all, this week.
Yes, he'll be on next week, by the way, as well. Talking about the secret societies and the genealogies of the rich and powerful. That'll be next Wednesday night. Go ahead.
RBN today, I had, but I missed it, had Barry Chambers on, and as you know, you've interviewed him. He's an investigative reporter from Israel.
Right, very good.
Uh-huh. And I'm just following up on RJ's comments. It's interesting how he has warned us repeatedly about the Vatican's influence and how Hitler was visiting the Vatican on a regular basis. And it was interesting when Israel was in conflict with the Hezbollah, where does the Bush administration focus upon? They were silent. But where did Condi Rice spend her time? At the Vatican. It's interesting. So I think RJ is hitting some points here. Thing about Mr. Bush's influence was shown by Mr. Skolnick, and Alex Jones interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and his show was rated number one or number two in the afternoon. Did you know Mr. Skolnick?
Yes, he was a Chicago resident.
Right. He told us in the interview, I'm sure it's in the archives, how Mr. Bush, during the trade negotiations, specifically, this regarded oil and some other things, that if it was to go through, they had to do one thing, and that was to take Mr. Skolnick's show off the air.
Oh, my.
So, right. And it's skolnicksreport.com.
Right.
And you can contact Lenny and get that confirmed.
Right. I email back and forth. Of course, Mr. Skolnick is dead, and I live in the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lenny was there during the interview. He was
exactly.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he can confirm that Mr. Bush demanded that his show be taken off the air for the trade negotiations to continue.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'll find that most interesting.
I will email Lenny about that.
Well, you know, Roosevelt took Father Coughlin off the air
when
he was exposing Zionism, and he was exposing the Roosevelt administration. So, again, it wouldn't be the first time, would it?
Right, right.
And I there's something else. We know about the North American Union, and Rick has interviewed Dr. Corsi. And what is so interesting is it was signed, that administratively approved agreement was signed March 24th, 2005.
I think it was on the 5th in Waco, which is an interesting place to have that done.
That's right, with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox.
Right.
Now, this new Congress keeps telling us, Pelosi, how they're going to have oversight of these agencies, and they keep telling us about transparency. Why have they not pursued getting the agreement, which would show us why our Border Patrol people are being locked up, viciously attacked and mistreated? It would answer a lot of the questions why Mr. Bush has allowed the invasion of Mexico, and as you know,
it was part of the plan.
Absolutely, but what has Mr. Bush signed, and the American people need to have this now. It's been 2 years overdue, and
Hang on, Leslie. We've got to take a quick break, and I'll have you come right back with that question. All right, stay tuned for more of our guest, Deanna Spingola, on Rick Adams Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here on RBNLive.com.
Wow, that cough smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe is working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-684271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All righty. We're back now with a final wrap-up. Not too much time, but we have Leslie speaking with Deanna now. And, Leslie, go ahead. You can wrap things up.
It's interesting that Mr. Bush purchased this property in Paraguay because you had these high-profile World War II criminals going to Paraguay. Also, you have, Reverend Moon. I believe his property is right there nearby.
Right, it is.
It's interesting that Paraguay is the place where these people go to or purchase. And I tell you, these conflicts of interest, we all know about Halliburton, but no one's going after the Carlyle Group. And the Guardian reported in 2001 that Bush 41 and 43 had they have a vested interest in the Carlyle Group equity fund.
Right. Bin Laden's did also. They put money into that.
Right. Right. And they are with the Dubai International Capital, which will invest in the Carlyle Group with their private equity deals. So, the disclosure on these politicians is much to be desired, and they're riddled with conflicts of interest. And we have Pelosi keep telling us that she's going to have transparency and oversight. Well, I would suggest starting with the very leaders right there before we continue.
Yeah, her and Mr. Waxman are going to bring out the truth. Yeah,
right.
Henry Waxman.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Give me a break.
If we could get a decent disclosure on our politicians, that would be a major improvement because the disclosures that we have now, and if you pick one up on any and the judges too, you can drive a Mack truck to it, and you can,
Sure.
It is such a joke.
Leslie, we're almost out of time. Do you have anything else quickly?
Yes, anybody who works for the federal government comes under tight security and scrutiny.
Yes.
And for every little stock transaction, anything they do. Why are the politicians given free rein for lack of disclosures and their overintelligence and everything else?
I think we
they're
know the answer
money.
To that question.
They're all making money on it.
I know.
They're all benefiting.
Keep up the wonderful
and the
work.
And the beat goes on. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank
Bless you.
You.
All right.
Thank you, Leslie.
Monday night I will be off. I'm going to be rerunning the program with Dr. K, Kasim Khalil, Wrongly Blamed. We're going to try to dig up that interview because he's away and can't come on live right now. But he'll be back soon, and he'll be able to come back and talk about who was really involved in this 9/11 tragedy. And he names names. So I want you to listen carefully because he will help with his book sales to help promote the cost of the short wave here at RBN. But Monday night, we'll try to dig up that archive and rebroadcast that for you. And just one quick call. We only have 30 seconds, but we have Joe in Rhode Island for Deanna. Deanna Spingola. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Just a few seconds, Joe. Not much time.
Deanna, do you feel like you are in a war?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like you have fought this war before, maybe in another age?
Possibly. Possibly. I think that we all made a decision before we came to the earth about how we were going to, whose side we were going to be on.
Hey, that sounds mighty familiar, doesn't it, Joe?
Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome.
Okay. Joe Church. All right. It's right in the scriptures there.
Yes, I
think we can get into that sometime. Deanna, it's been my pleasure. I hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you very much. I would appreciate that.
And we'll try to get that information emailed to you soon.
Okay,
thank you, Deanna Spingola. We'll keep reading your columns.
Thanks.
Good night now. Good show, as always, and we'll be back again live Tuesday night right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think we have on Bob Chapman Tuesday night and his International Forecaster Report. And don't forget, much more to come. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.